Good morning, Mr. Anderson. Come in and sit down here. I'm Dr. Moulton, and I'm replacing your GP, Mr. Wallace, for a couple of weeks.
That's why I had to come down. I've had a bit of a hard time finding your surgery. This hospital looks like a maze. I've even tried to enter through the wrong gate. What I believe was a porter told me I was trying to enter through the A&E main door. Fortunately, he pointed me towards the right direction. I've got a very bad sense of orientation, you see.
I know. It might be a bit difficult to work out where our surgery is. I'm glad you've made it, Mr. Anderson, and you're here now. Dr. Wallace told me that you've been experiencing pain in your chest. Is that correct?
Yes, and in my arm as well. And my fingers tingle a little sometimes.
I see. When did you first notice this sort of pain?
Well, I suppose about 5 months ago.
Can you remember when it first came on? What were you doing?
Yes, I remember. I was on the high street and I was shopping with my niece Haiti. It was like a stabbing pain. It was so bad I couldn't breathe.
And where, in which part of your chest did you feel the pain? Can you point it at it for me, please?
Well, it was right across my chest.
How long did the pain last?
It's hard to tell, but it must have been for around 10 minutes.
And what did you do when it happened?
I stopped and waited for it to go away.
Have you had this pain again?
Yes, I have. I often get it when I overdo things.
Well, I think at this stage I'd like to examine your chest. So if you could please strip to your waist. Thank you.
Right, there you go.
First of all, I'm going to check your pulse. That's quite normal. 72 per minute.
Good.
Now, your blood pressure. Don't worry if the tourniquet gets a bit tight around your forearm. Just try to relax.
That's all right.
Your blood pressure's fine. It's 130 over 80, so that's quite normal too.
Glad to hear that, doctor.
Now, I'm going to listen to your heart, so I want you to breathe normally. Your heart sounds quite normal.
Well, that's a relief.
Well, now I want you to take deep breaths in and out while I check your lungs. In and out. That's it. Fine. They're completely clear. It looks like the pain you've been experiencing is due to angina. And this happens when not enough oxygen is getting to your heart. Now, I'd like to have a look at a few tests, so I'll be able to advise some treatment for you.